At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. According to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it's, I'm gonna say, three of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-tongue daring you since 1990, even though the radio obituaries didn't begin until 2008-ish. No matter, right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right now, it's time for the Radio Obituary Retrospective. It's that time each year that we look back at everyone we said farewell to who passed in that year-ish. At least this is when the radio obituaries occurred. In the radio obituary year, that began November 1st, 2019, wrapped up October 31st, 2020. We did 518 radio obituaries last year. That's a lot of people to say farewell to. Plus, who knows how many we had as sacrificial. I don't keep good track of that. But anyway, so this is the time where we have our annual clip show and we look back at some of the radio obituaries that were chosen by you, the listener, when you were polled by our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., ably assisted, of course, by our director of minutiae, Bob Cohen. And then also a lot of obits that were selected lovingly by the ever embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We got a lot to get to, so I'm going to jump right in as we begin the radio obituary retrospective right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Before I begin these radio obituaries, please let me remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org as we move into the initial radio obituary for the French singer Hector. Oh, I really liked Hector. Don't know much about him. This obit doesn't really help. He started his career with the group Le Mediators, left them in 64 and began his solo career, wrote many songs, but also adapted songs from the likes of Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Is it any wonder I loved him? Hector just passed away at 73. Hard to even think of him at that age, but he is the initial radio obituary, and we started with a little tangential monkey content right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Trouvé morte, mais je sais qui va être encore mon alligator. Oui, ce matin dans la salle de bain, j'avais beurré son pain et donné un verre de vin. Et je te dis, foi d'Hector. Ne mens pas tout le temps, oh non, c'est exaspérant. Ah, d'ailleurs t'as du sang, oh, oh, sur ton corsage blanc. Ouais, ouais, c'est toi qui l'as tué. Oh, oh, je sais pourquoi. Pourquoi t'as fait ça? Pourquoi il est mort? Mais bien, c'était mon copain quand j'avais le diapas. Je l'emmenais dans un bar, moi, devant un whisky. J'ai causé de mes soucis. C'est pas tort. Oh non, oh non, mon alligator. Oh non, 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 oh, c'est pas tort, non, mon alligator. Oh, mais t'avais envie. Oh ouais, oh ouais, je le sais bien, chérie. Dame. Et c'est la cause de tout ça, mon tour. Ah, mais ouais, woman, que moi, je vais te faire la peau. Ah,
et d'un seul geste, je vous balais. Vous pouvez rire, pousser des cris. Tout ça ne m'inspire que du mépris. Je vois que vous ne m'aimez pas, mais je vous le rends bien. Toujours tu ne sépareras, d'ailleurs j'y compte bien. Bientôt moi, je serai roi, le roi le plus puissant. Vous tremblerez tous devant moi, vous serez écroulés, humiliés, rampants. Je vous déteste, parce que je vous hais. Et dans un seul geste, je vous balaye. Vous pouvez rire, pousser des cris.
tout ça ne m'inspire. Tout ça ne m'inspire que du mépris. Rien de moi, ça m'est égal. Je suis le plus grand. Vous êtes jaloux, c'est bien normal. Mais un jour pourtant, un jour lorsque je serai roi, le roi le plus puissant, vous pleurerez, vous gémirez devant moi, et moi plus que jamais je crierai en vous voyant. Oh, je vous déteste. Oui, je vous hais. Et d'un seul geste, et d'un seul geste, je vous balaye, moi. Oui, je vous exalte. Oh, parce que je l'ai. Oh, je vous méprise, man. Vous avez. Oui, je ne peux plus vous voir, bande de minables. Puis je préfère partir, parce que sinon je vais vous dire des choses méchantes. Bande de minutes.
The post-initial radio obituary is for pedal steel guitar great Sonny Curtis. Not that Sonny Curtis, this Sonny Curtis. Don't confuse him with the I Fought the Law songwriter of the same name. This one was the pedal steel guitar great who played with George Jones and Tammy Wynette for many, many years. And by virtue of doing that, he also got to travel with Conway Twitty, Charlie Pride, Minnie Pearl, Roy Clark, and Gene Shepherd. Sonny Curtis just passed away at 83. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Imitation of love, there's no heart in it, imitation of love. I'm tired of living. You were only given an imitation of love. Time that I was kissing your lips to the last time I was in your arms, you were copying love and making believe. Yes, you were faking with all of your charm. Imitation of love, there's no heart in it. You were only fooling, you never meant it. Imitation of love.
The Clean Up Radio Obituary. Is that right? Is that all we're on here? No, we're on the next radio obituary. We're not even all the way to Clean Up. We're on the next radio obituary for Terry de Haviland, the English shoe designer, often cited as the rock and roll cobbler of the 1970s. He was most famed for his key part in the swinging London fashion scene and had clients including Marianne Faithfull, Led Zeppelin, Bianca Jagger, and David Bowie. Craziness. He was born into a family of cobblers in London. His parents had their own company, Waverley Shoes, who were extremely, extremely well known for producing highly popular winkle pickers. They sold faster than his father could make them. But he went on to design his own shoes, getting caught up in the world of mind-altering drugs and the creative scene. He even made the shoes for Tim Curry in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. He did some stuff like that. Terry de Haviland just passed away at 81. Why would I pass up a radio obituary for the rock and roll cobbler of the 1970s? It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I've got those, wish I'd never bought these flipping winkle picker shoes, blues. I've got those, what's the good of shoes your feet can't even use, blues. My little toe's disjointed, the big one comes out pointed. Wish I'd never seen 'em, how they held you clean 'em. Cost me seven nicker. I've got winkle picker shoes, blues. All the trouble I've got in me plates, mates. I look at me feet and I freeze. Why was I misguided? I wish that I'd decided to buy elastic-sided booties. I've got those, wish that I could flog these flipping winkle picker shoes, blues. I've got those old me aching dogs in shoes that once was news, blues. Then at youth club dances, my girlfriend won't take chances. Feel a proper knither, all I do is sit there chatting to the vicar. I've got winkle picker, drives a bloke to liquor. I've got winkle picker shoes, blues. Hooray for gumboots.
Well, I heard you say to him, but you gotta listen to me. We'll get down. You never rock and roll shoes. You know I get that feeling without a top to lose. You know the beat's been hiding and it never did go. Just the wrong TV, the wrong radio. We'll get down. Shoes. Night, he said, you put him in the attic in the big cat out of sight.
Told me she don't like that rock and roll. I said, Mama, rock and roll's good for your soul. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, 'cause I get that feeling every time I hear the blues.
got the beat that keeps you alive. And everybody's rocking from 8 to 85. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoe, 'cause I get that feeling every time I hear the blues. Soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, 'cause I get that feeling every time I hear the blues.
Let's go.
Let's move on to the radio obituary for Gershon Kingsley. He was a contemporary German-American composer, pioneer of electronic music and the Moog synthesizer, and he was a partner in the electronic music duo Perry and Kingsley, also founder of the first Moog Quartet and writer of rock-inspired compositions for Jewish religious ceremonies. And perhaps you may know that he's most famous for his 1969 composition, the hit Popcorn. Gershon Kingsley just passed away at 97. I think that our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., is excited about this one. Let's hope so, because it's got a Bubbles in the Think Tank member of the Stable of Stars. It's got a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. It's got it all. The radio obituary for Gershon Kingsley right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, on your freeform radio station it is, WMFO Medford.
Is your castle made of sand? Life goes up and life goes down, and life goes round and round and round. Like a popcorn bouncing high, you can reach out for the sky. You can try and you can lie and you can fly and wonder why. Like a popcorn bouncing low, you can fall down in the snow. You can sigh and you can cry and you can die till you let go. When the sun is shining blue, when the sun is shining blue, take a ride and follow the ride until you're inside my pop popcorn.
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Joe Silver, member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Ever Embiggening staff. He was the churlman of our board in the New York office. He played a very important role here in the organization. I was going back through emails from him and found that he was the one who chose which preposition we were going to use when we were putting together the last Bubbles in the Think Tank record, which ended up being 7 inches in heaven. But he was the one who picked the preposition. And that is so Joe Silver, if anything ever, ever was. We don't exactly have the story of sweet Joe Silver's life. I'll just talk about him from my standpoint. I met him, as I met many people over the years, through the NRBQ email listserv, back before there were Facebooks and Google groups and all that kind of stuff. We just had an old plain Jane listserv that, from way back then, was administered by the executive producer and valet when Chandler is not using him, Fred Boak. I'm sure plenty of you out there know whether or not that's how we came to learn of one another. But that was where I met Joe. He and I would converse on occasion off the list, always by email. I probably didn't meet him until one of the NRBQ reunion shows in Northampton. I think he may have sat next to me at the first reunion show in Northampton, but I'm not exactly positive. We've debated this before. But he went on to become very near and dear to me through his association with Bubbles in the Think Tank. I feel like we are a great family for people like Joe, and I love him unconditionally and with everything I've got. He did so much for us here at the program. You heard last week's episode where we did the replay of his 2013 lovingly curated episode as one of our Ever Embiggening staff members. And hopefully you went back and listened to the full version of that episode. Go over to bubblesinthethinktank.com or the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group to get a link to go listen to that. But I'm really proud to have known him. We've been missing him here for so long since he got sick, and we've just been missing him. I have no clue how old Joe Silver was. Not a single clue, because it never, ever mattered. So it's the Weasel Radio Obituary, and I just want to say, why is he the Weasel? Because he's the one who latched on to that one time where I said I had gone out of my way to find a ninth obit to do one week because I only had eight, and I really felt like I needed to jam a weasel in there. He was the one who left that. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Joe Silver. Oh, and even more. I mean, I got so much to say. He teased us all for a very long time with the fact that he had hired someone from the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars to play on a track and that he would get it to me at some point. Well, I got it now. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, starting with that right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ricky Bates.
Hi, this is your titular head. So, as I mentioned last week, Joe had organized the Cute Nanny, the NRBQ sing-along play-along event that we did during the 2007 reunion of the band. And he even put some work into a wonderful songbook of songs from the band. And that was a lot of fun. I posted the video last week. And then in 2009 at the Klang Fang, we did another Cute Nanny in the hotel bar. I had my guitar and banjo and trumpet and stuff. Joe was on his Dan Electro bass. There were a couple drummers there, some other folks. So anyway, so Joe starts up Rain of the Drive-In. And after about a minute or so, a tall blonde musician walks in the door. The door was open. It was a nice sunny day. And he started to take over on the keyboards. And you can hear the crowd get excited when Terry Adams walks in. So towards the end, you can hear Terry start playing the solo, and then he stumbles a little bit. And if you listen closely at the end, you can hear me take over on pocket trumpet mouthpiece to save his ass. Ah! And then later at the concert, Terry mentioned it and said that he walked into the hullabaloo, he called it erroneously, and he said that we were playing it right. And he said, NRBQ never played it right. So, that was just quite a moment for all of us. So here's a performance. I love Joe's little remark at the end.
One, two, three, four.
cleanup radio obituary is for Max Bennett, a musician whose career as a bassist and composer began in 1949 and continued almost until his recent passing. Through the 1950s and into the 60s, he played jazz on the acoustic string bass, working with noted West Coast jazz instrumentalists, as well as singers including Peggy Lee, Mel Torme, and Ella Fitzgerald. He also released several jazz albums under his own name. In the 1960s, Bennett's career took a turn as he concentrated on studio work and began to play the electric bass guitar almost exclusively. Artists with whom he recorded included Elvis Presley, The Monkees, The Partridge Family, Harry Nilsson, Barbra Streisand, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Ry Cooder, George Harrison,